as far as the you know, the football decision goes, we had the announcement on Monday. At that press conference, you said that you'd like football back as soon as possible, maybe by 2016. Why not say we'll have it in 2016 or we'll have it in 2017?
Yeah, we've had great conversations with Conference USA about that exact topic, to start having conversations about how do we do this most appropriately and stay at the FBS level. Once we have another conversation or two with them, we'll then be moving to the NCAA level to ask those same questions once we have a few answers ourselves, and they'll help guide us to the most appropriate date. So it's not 100% our choice. It's more about making sure that we respectfully do this with our conference peers in mind, and also be ever present of the welfare of our student athletes.
So you have those conversations with the NCAA, with Conference USA. What logistically has to be done to get the team back on the field?
Well, obviously we need players, and we need coaches, and all those good things that come about with operating a football team. So one of the things we wouldn't dare try to do is sign 70 football players in 1 year or something like that. So those are really the biggest hurdles in terms of staying at the FBS level and getting back to fielding a competitive team.
Well, we have football, but there's also bowling and rifle to be brought back. What's the timeline for those teams?
Yeah, we're having those same conversations as well. So I've got meetings with those coaches set up for this week, and it's a similar process about reinstatement with them and where are their players, how many have stayed, when do they graduate, since they didn't recruit any players for the upcoming season, just trying to take a good look at their roster and, again, do what's most appropriate within a time frame that makes sense.
Well, when football, bowling, and rifle were dropped last December, in order to maintain compliance under Title IX, men's cross country was added. What's the status of that sport?
We've continued to have good conversations with our track coach and others about, again, the most appropriate way that we can provide the right number of opportunities for all of our student athletes.
So would it presumably stay? Would it have to go?
Neither. You know, it doesn't have to, and doesn't have to go, doesn't have to stay.
Well, a big part of this move is money, is the ability to raise money. You're overseeing a fundraising effort to raise money for facilities. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of engagement right now. Presumably when the team does hit the field, there'll be a lot of excitement and engagement. But how confident are you that 5, 10, 15 years out, that will still be there?
None of us have a crystal ball, as you know. There's no team that could say exactly what their fan support would be 10 years from now. I can only tell you that it appears to me that the fan engagement and enthusiasm for this program is at an all-time high, and it's been overwhelming and just terrific for us.
You don't have a crystal ball, but it seems to me that that's a possibility, that you wouldn't have this level of support long-term.
Well, it's on us now to help maintain that enthusiasm with our crowd. We'll try to engage them in a way that they've never been engaged before and ride this momentum with them. And I think a big part of that is keeping them informed of our progress and keeping them engaged in that way so that they understand the vision and the overall plan. It would be so easy to say, well, why wouldn't we play right now? Let's just get the team together. It's just not that simple.
It's not just at UAB, but athletics and higher education in general, costs are rising. Men's basketball coach Jared Haas now has $1 million-a-year contract. Nothing against him, but those costs don't seem to be going down. Is this sustainable?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to hear the answer from every AD and coach in the country. But, you know, yes, costs are rising, but with every business, costs are rising. And we'll continue to make the appropriate adjustments and efficiencies as we need to run our business.
Is there any discussion about cost containment, of saying we just can't keep doing this systemically?
There's some level of that, and we've shown in the past that we need to do a better job, frankly, with our budget model in athletics, and our fiscal responsibility is paramount, and that's something that I am taking aim at right now.
Now that the football team is revived, there's discussion of that on-campus stadium that so many people feel is critical for the future of the team. UAB President Ray Watts said at a press conference on Monday that the university wouldn't be putting money toward that. There's discussions with the city. The mayor has said the city doesn't have money for it. Where does that go if no one has money for it?
Well, I think that what should be clear in that regard is that we had a conversation with the mayor last week. He was so kind and generous to give his time. He sat down with us and just had an open conversation so that we could all recognize that a new venue was something that both we desired and that we both recognized that would be best for our program. And that's really where it was. And he appreciated that. We appreciated him considering that. He said he would help take a look at what could be done. There weren't any decisions made in or commitments made on either side beyond just saying, we need a new venue and we'd like to get some help. And he said, I appreciate that and I'll do what I can.
When would you like to see a new stadium, a new venue?
Yesterday. We'd love to have a new stadium, obviously. And I don't think there's a president or athletic director in the country that wouldn't say that if they didn't already have their own. And if they do have their own, they probably would tell you they'd like to renovate the one they have. So we're all in the same boat. We all want to make facilities as best we can for our student athletes, but give our coaches a chance to recruit too. But from a fan engagement perspective, we want it to be a great environment for the fans too. So none of those things have changed and frankly are not different for us than any other school in the country.
When realistically do you think UAB could have a new stadium?
That would be hard to say when we could. If all approvals were met, funding was there, and designs were finished, if we put the shovel in the ground today, it would probably take us at least 2 years to build the stadium. So putting that into context and then working backward, design phase on a facility like that is normally about a calendar year. And then, of course, there's the issue of money. So in terms of timeline, you couldn't do it any sooner than 3 years.
Well, taking a step back, there are people within the UAB community who believe that UAB can't chart its own course, that there's the heavy hand of the University of Alabama System Board of Trustees, particularly when it comes to athletics, and that they've held UAB back. I mean, what do you say to those people who have that perception, you know, real or not?
2 weeks on the job, all I can tell you is that from Dr. Watts and everybody around him, I've not heard any mention of anything like that. And I can tell you that I've not had any conversations with anyone from the Board of Trustees. I think that we should all recognize that that's a distinguished group of people who have a big, big job. And fiscal responsibility is, I would assume, their most important task for a big, big operation. I wouldn't get into any conversation about that because I'm just not aware of it.
Because of the decision around UAB football 6 months ago, there was a lot of anger, acrimony around President Ray Watts. There was a lot of excitement after Monday's announcement, but I also saw a UAB supporter in front of the administration building with a sign that said, "We love Ray," but had an asterisk and said some conditions may apply. Given that there is tension, there is still anger, there is still frustration, how do you operate within a community that still has those views, despite a president that says we just need to look ahead?
Well, I agree with my president and say we need to look ahead. I mean, any time spent on the past, it just doesn't help us move forward. I think I can respect people's feelings and everyone's viewpoint. We're all entitled to those. But I've had nothing but positive interactions with Dr. Watts. I've found him to be extremely supportive through the entire thing. So I'm excited about it, and I hope everyone else will continue to feel the energy around the program.